true story, I met John Cage in 1989, and he wasn't expecting me. This is Todd Merrill for Free 103.9 and the 120 Hours for John Cage Project. I was a kid, I was 22, I had just gotten out of music school and had been reading John Cage's Silence every night for a year, and we were doing an art run for Real Art Ways and had to pick up a piece by him, and his concierge had already been notified. So the piece was downstairs, ready to pick up, and I said to my partner in the car, there's just no way that I can let this opportunity go by. I mean, the man is right here, and I've never met him. My composition teacher knew him, but we never got to meet, and I thought, my God, this is the closest thing to a rock star, except better. I was so enamored. Who wouldn't have been? And so I came up with this cockamamie story to have to look up a number in the phone book, in the phone book, and went upstairs, and he was a little bit flummoxed and said, oh, well, it's right here. And it was just a very natural, ordinary thing. And there it was. It was this real human being exuding warmth, generosity, welcome. And I lingered for as long as I possibly could, just simply to know that someone who had affected me so deeply really did exist. And I was young enough that that would be the kind of response I'd have. And his work forever changed me. And I think, I know, changed the work of so many other people. My piece is a paean. I can't believe I'm actually using that word in speech, but it's true. It's an actual love song of thanksgiving for Mr. Cage, for John. I kind of hope to think that I could call him. And it's constructed in a way that's very personal to me, but also, frankly, couldn't have existed without John Cage's thought and his work, his thinking, his humanity, and his way of living, and the way that he shared that with people through his work. It uses prime number ratios for sonic variation. And that's a car going by. I did this on purpose. But the piece is entirely constructed of radio sounds, a music form, a sound that Cage was not terribly enamored of, and so he wrote for it. The man was full of contradiction, and that's part of his brilliance and charm and inspiration for me. And frankly, it makes me feel a bit better about the decisions I've made as an artist. It's okay to do that. And what I've done is I've made timbral variations by taking the same material and cutting it up into pieces that are smaller than the original by prime number ratios, and then simply repeating it against itself and then putting it through a filter. And this creates a really interesting timbral change. All of the pitches in the piece are literally C, A, G, and E in honor of Cage, of course. It's a very simple combination. In fact, it may be overly simple on first thought, but what happens when you hear these changes timbrally, especially with the simultaneous drone that's going on with the prime number ratios, you hear a lot of different pitches emerge, and there are different relationships between the parts that you can hear. And the only thing other than radio is most prominently and obviously excerpts of John Cage extemporizing on his own work from a couple of sources, from a TV show in the early 1960s, and also from a wonderful documentary made in 1983. And you can really hear the spirit, I hope, of the man. And so this is my homage to him.